Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, so we're continuing reading the seventh canto, chapter 2, text 11. Hiranyakashipu, king of the demons. Vishnur Dviya Kriya Mulo Yagyo Dharma Maya Pumam Devarshi Pitri Bhutanam Dharmasya Cha Parayanam. Vishnur Dviya Kriya Mulo Yagyo Dharma Maya Pumam Devarsi Pitributanam Dharmasya Cha Parayanam. Vishnur Dviya Kriya Mulo Yagyo Dharma Maya Pumam Devarsi Pitributanam Dharmasya Cha Parayanam. Vishnur Dviya Kriya Mulo Yagyo Dharma Maya Pumam Devarsi Pitributanam Dharmasya Cha Parayanam. Devarsi Pitributanam Vaishnavis? Okay, word for word. Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dviya, of the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. Kriya Mula, whose root is the performance of yagyas and the ritualistic ceremonies. mentioned in the Vedas. Yajna personified Yajna. Lord Vishnu, who is known as the Yajna Purusha. Dharma Maya, full of religious principles. Pumam, the Supreme Person. Deva Rishi, of the demigods and great rishis like Vyasadeva and Narada. Pitri, of the forefathers. Bhutanam, and of all other living entities. Dharmasya, of the religious principles. Cha, also. Parayanam, the shelter. Translation. The basic principle of Brahminical culture is to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the personification of sacrificial and ritualistic ceremonies. Lord Vishnu is the personified reservoir of all religious principles, and he is the shelter of all the demigods, the great pitas, and the people in general. When the brahmanas are killed, no one will exist to encourage the kshatriyas to perform yajnas, and thus the demigods, not being appeased by yajna, will automatically die. Can you repeat? The basic principle of the Brahminical culture is to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the personification of sacrificial and ritualistic ceremonies. Lord Vishnu is the personified reservoir of all religious principles, and he is the shelter of all the demigods, the great pitas, and the people in general. When the brahmanas are killed, no one will exist to encourage the kshatriyas to perform yajnas. And those the demigods, not being appeased by yajna, will automatically die. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Since Vishnu is the central point of Brahminical culture, Hiranyakashipu's plan was to kill Vishnu. For if Vishnu were killed, naturally the Brahminical culture would also be lost. With Brahminical culture lost, yajna would no longer be performed. And for want of yajna, the regular distribution of rainfall would cease. Yajna bhavati varanya. Thus, there will be disturbance all over the world. Naturally, demigods would be defeated. From this verse, we get a clear indication of how human society is disturbed when the Vedic Aryan civilization is killed, and the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies performed by the Brahmanas are stopped. Kalo Sudra Sambhava. Because the population of the modern world consists mostly of Sudras, the Brahminical culture is now lost, and it's extremely difficult to reestablish in a proper way. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has recommended the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, which will revive Brahminical culture very easily. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalova Nasteva, Naseva Nasteva Gatiranyata. Because of the increment of demoniac population, people have lost Brahminical culture. Nor is there a Kshatriya government. Instead, the government is a democracy, a democracy as proper is to call it, in which any Sudra can be boarded into taking up the government reins and capture the power to rule. Because of the poisonous effect of Kali Yuga, the Shastra Bhagavatam 12:2-13 says, Dasyu Prajesu Rajesu, the government will adopt the policies of Dasyus, or plunderers. Thus, there will be no instructions from the Brahmanas. And even if there are Brahminical instructions, there will be no Kshatriya rulers who can follow them. Aside from Satya Yuga, even formerly, in the days when demons were flourishing, Hiranyakashipu planned to destroy the Brahminical culture and the Kshatriya government, and thus create chaos all over the world. Although in Satya Yuga, this plan was very difficult to execute, in Kali Yuga, which is full of sudras and demons, the practical culture is lost and can be revived only by the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Therefore, the Krishna Consciousness Movement, or the Hare Krishna Movement, has been inaugurated to revive Brahminical culture very easily, so that people might become happy and peaceful in this life and prepare for elevation in the next. In this regard, Srila Madhavacharya quotes this verse from the Brahmanda Purana. Viprajagani mulantu harir hi asuram matam harir eva sisarvasya mulams sanjam mato nripa. O King, the demons think that Hari, Lord Vishnu, exists because of the Brahmanas and Yagyas, but factually, Hari is the cause of everything, including the Brahmanas and Yagya. Therefore, through the popularizing of Hari Kirtana, or the Sankirtan movement, the Brahminical culture and the Kshatriya government will automatically come back, and people will be extremely happy. Let's read the basic principle of Brahminical culture is to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the personification of sacrificial and ritualistic ceremonies. Lord Vishnu is the personified reservoir of all religious principles, and he is the shelter of all the demigods and the great pitas and the people in general. When the Brahmanas are killed, no one will exist to encourage the Kshatriyas to perform yagyas, and those the demigods, not being appeased by yagya, will automatically die. Any questions? No, I'm just kidding. Please forgive all my offenses and I'm doing this for my purification, so you know that I'm just a fool pretending to be a devotee. So here we're reading about Hiranyakashipu, how he was planning to control the society by eliminating any piety, any religiosity, and that's just what they're doing nowadays, the leaders of society. They're trying to take God out of the question, so there will be no one to answer to. So you can do whatever you want, and you won't be punished at the end of this body. So we're very lucky because somehow or other we came in contact with this philosophy that is giving us a very plain solution. Just chanting, dancing, and taking prasadam. I think anyone can do that. At least at my point, that's the easiest part of Krishna consciousness. Then the rules come later. But the most important thing is that we have to remember that Krishna, Vishnu, and service to him must be performed. Yagir tat, kamanon yatrat, lokuman marvandanam. I'm very sorry, I'm a little nervous, you know, because I haven't spoken in front of everybody, especially now with the internet. But today is a very special day. That everybody knows the story about Sita. She appeared today. But Janava, not everybody knows too much about Janava Devi. Janava Devi was none other than Revati. And you know who Revati is? Lord Balaram's wife. Who was the other wife? Varuni. And the other wife, Lord Nityananda, was Vasudha. And Janava didn't have any kids. But Vasudha, she had two children, Virabhadra Goswami and Ganga. Virabhadra Goswami had the fortune to see Janava in her four-handed form. So therefore he became so attracted that he took initiation from his aunt, you could say. So according to the scriptures, it's stated that if anyone wants to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, we have to worship Janava because she is the energy of Lord Nityananda. Her father was Surya and she was born in Salagigram. Yes, she was born there. So, there's many pastimes that she performed after Lord Chaitanya disappeared. She traveled to Vrindavan with Narottam Das. She had a lot of festivals with Srinivasacharya. She would love cooking for the devotees, and it's explained that her cooking, another little thing I want to read, her cooking was no different than Radharani's cooking. Anyone who tried her cooking immediately tasted Krishna Prema. Anyone would like to taste Krishna Prema? Haribo. So I'm just going to read a little bit of Ajanava, and then I'll speak a little bit more, and just to overcome my little nervous here. This is a sloka from the Gaura Anudesa Dipika. Shri Varuni Revata Bamsa Rambhavate Tasya Priye Dwe Basura Cha Janava Shri Sarvadasasya Mahatmana Sute Akutma Rupasya Cha Suyate Yasaha Ananga Majarim Kechit Yana Vancha Pakachase Avayam Tut Samachinam Purva Nyatyat Satam Matam. The wives of Balaram, Varuni and Revati, became Basura and Janava. The two wives of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Lila, both of them were the daughters of Surya Das, who was as effulgent as the sun. He was Kakutmi, the father of Revati, in his previous birth. According to another opinion, Janava was the incarnation of Ananga Manjari. Both of these opinions are possible, as we have shown that more than one identity can be joined in association. In the Associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is from the Gaura Ganodesa Dipika, 65.6. Janava's father was Surya Das Sarklet. According to the Gaudiya Vaishnava Abhidana, her mother's name was Bhadravati. Surya Das Sripat is in the village of Shaligram, which is not far from Navadvip, close to the Muragacha station on the Eastern Railway. Surya Das was the third son of Kamsari Mishra. His older brothers were Damodar and Jagannath. You know who is Jagannath Mishra? Lord Chaitanya's father, correct. So, Krishna Das, Sakya, and Nishinha Chaitanya. Surya Das Pandit made his home in Shaligram, not far from Navadvip. He held an important post in the service of the king of Gaura, as a result of which he was given the title Surkel, commander, and earned a large amount of money. Surya Das and his brothers were all very pure in their character, and they had a spotless reputation. His virtues are innumerable. His daughters were Basura and Janava. This is from the Bhakti Ratnakara. That is a very amazing book. I recommend everybody to read it. It's by Narahari Chakravarti. I didn't want to bring it because it's so intense. It's 600 pages. And all the stories of Lord Chaitanya's associates after he departed. Actually, in that book is described the first Gaur Purnima celebration after Lord Chaitanya disappeared. All the devotees, first they were crying, but then after chanting, Lord Chaitanya appeared before them. Lord Nityananda appeared. So he brought him comfort and solace, and it became a joyful celebration. And now we're lucky to celebrate it every year also. Surya Das Sarkar was a magnanimous devotee whose brother was Gauri Das Pandit. Gauri Das took his permission to come and live in Ambika on the banks of the Ganga. Again from the Bhakti Ratnakara, 7.33. Nityananda Prabhu's wedding. Narahari Chakravarti Thakur has written about Janava Devi's holy life at length in his Bhakti Ratnakara. Every manifestation of Vishnu Tattva has three energies, which are known as Sri, Bhu, and Nila, or Lila. Nityananda, which are known as Sri, Bhu, and Nila, or Lila. Nityananda Prabhu is also Vishnu Tattva and possesses these three energies. In the 12th Taranga, that's what they call the chapters of the Bhakti Ratnakara, in the Bhakti Ratnakara, the wedding of Lord Nityananda is described as taking place according to human costume. The essence of the description is this. A certain Kajasta named Krishna Das, the son of Haribor Borachi, a village near Shaligram, took the responsibility of seeking a wife for Lord Nityananda Prabhu. A certain elderly Brahmin from Shaligram saw that Surya Das was worried about finding a suitable husband for his two daughters and made the following suggestion. In the village of Ekachakra in Raradesh are a couple named Harai Pandit and Padmavati. Who were they in the last life? Vasudeva and Rohini, the parents of Lord Balaram. They were Vasudeva and Rohini in the previous roles of Krishna Lila. Balaram has appeared as their son. Nityananda and Nitai traveled to all the places of pilgrimage and performed many austerities and became a great scholar. Before coming to Navadvip and becoming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dearest associate, he is the eternal husband of your two daughters. In a dream, Surya Das also had a vision of Nityananda as Balaram, with Basura and Janava standing to his left and right in their forms of as Revati and Varuni. When Surya Das took the Brahmin's advice seriously and offered the two girls to Nityananda's lotus feet, Nityananda Prabhu mercifully gave him the same vision directly. Surya Das fainted in ecstasy. He saw Basura and Janava as Varuni and Revati, whose forms were more effulgent than mountains of gold and kumkum. Standing to the left and right of Balaram, they were decorated in magnificent jewelry and bedecked in fine, colorful clothes. Nityananda revealed this magnificence to his devotees in order to give him joy, and Surya Das completely forgot himself in his ecstasy. From the Bhakti Ratnakara 12:39-41. The Adivasa rituals, these are the rituals that we perform before any auspicious ceremony. In the eve of the wedding, they were conducted in the house of Krishna Das in Saligram. All the Brahmins of Vargachi and Saligram were present there. The fortunate Surya Das circle gave his two daughters away to Nityananda Prabhu according to the religious rites and popular customs. At Sachimata's request, Nityananda Prabhu stayed for some time in Navadvip after his wedding in Shantipur. He then moved to Saptagram, where he stayed with Udharan Datta and then established a permanent residence on the banks of the Ganga in Kandahar. Janava Devi herself had no sons, but Nityananda's other Shakti, Basura Devi, gave birth to Birabhadra or Birachandra Goswami and Ganga Devi, who are the incarnations of Kishora Kasai Vishnu and the river Ganga, respectively. According to the Gaura Ganodesa Dipika, Ganga Devi's husband, Madhavacharya, is an incarnation of King Santanu, who married the goddess Ganga Devi in the Mahabharata. Birabhadra Goswami was inundated with Janava's Mata's mercy, becoming her direct initiated disciple. Nityananda Das writes in his Prema Vilas that when Birabhadra saw Janava in the arm form, his mind was changed and he decided to accept her as his Diksha Guru. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu's energy, Janava Devi, no one is able to cross over the ocean of material life, nor can one obtain the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and enter into the loving service of his worshipful Gaura Hari and Radha Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this in his Kalyana Kalpataru. O Janava Devi, be merciful today to your servant and deliver me from pain. Give me a place in the boat of your lotus feet so I can be sure to cross over the ocean of birth and death. You are Nityananda's energy. Sorry, any questions? I can follow. This is too emotional for me. So today, we are very fortunate. We should pray to Janava to get all the help we can get, at least for myself. Any questions?
Thank you for the reading of the nice pastime. I was wondering that if, since you and I grew up in a country that was very corrupted, that fits the description of the verse that we're reading now, and you have experience because we grew up as our childhood and youth, and the plunderers, the governments, how the government, put the whole country in distress so much that right now it's even difficult to control all those rocks and thieves, and everybody's scared to go and visit it now. So it fits the description of the verse because of the not having the qualities, because the Brahminical culture is not established there. I just thought that maybe if you can mention something, just a tiny thought about that, because it's not just that particular country. In the whole world is like that. But we have that experience by hand, how these people, you remember that many there were fighting for the post and call all their family members. They become so rich, they came poor, and then they go out and all the luxuries or the wealth of the citizens, they're displaying there so much so that the people were seeing that. And that can happen in anywhere, in any sphere of life, in any organization. So, your family members are doing good, but the rest of the people is like struggling. Can you mention something?
Yes, that is happening everywhere, but I can remember a few incidents that I have read of the politicians in Mexico. They're so corrupted. There was one, I won't mention his name, but he actually had a toilet made of gold. His house, it's interesting, his house was so opulent, but still the house was placed in a hill called La Colina del Perro. So you know what that means? Hill of the dog. So he was the top dog. And he was actually proud of that. I said, I'm the top dog. Soy el perro más grande. I'm the biggest dog. So that's what they are. The politicians, they don't care for the people. They make so many promises. There will be a chicken in every pot and a car in every driveway. You see? But that never happens, and it's going worse and worse. And all the economists and all the people who try to solve the problems, they're just beating around the bush. Here they're so proud that slavery was abolished, but slavery was never abolished. It was just, instead of bringing the slaves here, we just keep them in the place of origin and we just enslave them there. We get their goods over. So our main slaves now, nothing against China, it's a wonderful country, but the United States is with the same policies of exploding orders, the weak people. So we are very fortunate that we have this. I think the only way we can change this is by chanting in the streets, by doing more Harinam. And probably Ganesh is very happy to hear that we have to do more Harinam. I guess I have to go out too. But I remember when we used to go out every day, 2 to 5, every day. Of course, back then there was not many things going on in the temple, but you didn't even think of anything. You just had prasadam and jump in the van and go out 3 hours every day, chanting in the streets and sharing the holy name with others. And in that way, they can experience at least a little bit of what we're experiencing. And the purport explained that yagya must be performed, work must be performed. So I just leave you with this word that I always think of in Spanish. See who can translate it in English. Si no vives para servir, no sirves para vivir. What do you say? No sirves para vivir. You don't deserve to live. In other words, that is our responsibility as human beings, the sacrifice. Because the animals, they cannot do sacrifice. They don't know about fasting. They don't know about chanting. They don't know about performing austerities to please Krishna, to get the mercy. They don't know about, coming and seeing the deities. So we have that responsibility. Prabhupada gave us this message so we can, I just read something yesterday, says that just like the father has many sons and then the sons try to represent the father properly. So we have that when we go out and we chant, we have to behave accordingly, and when we present the philosophy very sorry that I was not prepared today. I thought it was a joke that I was going to give a class, but this morning I was feeling bad, and then I saw on my phone, my web reception on the phone is not so good. But I just pressed it, and the first thing came out was LA Live. Who will be given the Bhagavatam class? This dog. And I said, what? So I called Omkar right away, and I said, Prabhu, you know, and then he said, I don't joke about Bhagavatam class. You better take it. So I said, okay, well, I'm supposed, and I guess now they know who I am and how fallen I am. But I have to tell you that it's been an amazing journey. And the first book I read was Krishna Consciousness, the Topmost Yoga System. I actually found it in a relative's home. I didn't even know my brother was a disciple already. My Prabhupada initiated my Prabhupada. So I ran into this book, you know, red book with Paramatma, and I got attracted. Whoa, who's that? And my auntie said, oh, your brother came through here. He was selling this book, so I bought one. He's strange, you know. He had like a pilot head on, you know, hat on, and he was always mumbling, you know. He didn't want to eat my cooking, you know. So anyway, the next year I went to the temple on my own because I read the book cover to cover like 3 times. And one thing I just want to share that I remember the first time I went to the temple on my own, the temple in Mexico City is a big house. It used to be the embassy of Ethiopia, Ethiopian embassy, in a nice neighborhood. You've been there, so ask how the big gates they have. So back then the gates were not complete. They had like, you know, those gates they have like solid in the bottom and then like wires like that so you can see through. So I came and there was somebody sweeping. So I called this person, you know, please can you help me? And then he comes to me and I said, I want to know more about Lord Caitanya. I said, Caitanya. And he goes, and these are his words, believe me, he's going to laugh. He goes, no se dice Caitanya, se dice Chaitanya. That's a very strong accent from Mexico City, from the lower neighborhood. And I start laughing, you know, and then he goes, what are you laughing at? I said, I'm sorry, it's just, I'm not from this city, and your accent is just so strong. So anyway, he opened the door and gave me some Mahaprasada, and that was it. So I just wanted to share that. I saw this devotee, he still comes to the temple, he never initiated or anything, but I have a relationship with him because he's the first one who gave me Mahaprasada and told me how to pronounce Chaitanya and not Caitanya. So, any other question, comments? Yes.
My question is that do you know which demigods were destroyed?
Which demigods were destroyed? Because you mean whether the I don't really know. Archita is here?
It doesn't go into detail, like no. Which demigods.
But actually, just explaining the point of what would happen if you stop completely the yagyas, the religious principles, you know. Because in one sense you can think the demigods cannot be destroyed because the soul is eternal, you know. We're eternal. We might lose the post that we have. Like the demigods, they have different posts. But those posts, they're not eternal. Some of them might last very long. Just like when Hiranyakashipu was trying to become immortal, he was making all kinds of austerities to please Brahma. And when he asked him, I want to become immortal. And Brahma said, I'm sorry, but not even I am immortal. So the soul, according to the Bhagavad Gita, is never destroyed.
So Vishnu is not a demigod. Vishnu is Krishna. Okay, yes. Got it.
Yes, he is. That's what we're called Vaishnavas. We are the Tilak. Mm-hmm. Followers of Vishnu, Krishna. In the Western, they have it all the way around. They think that Krishna comes from Vishnu. But we know that Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva, they come from Krishna.
I learned some demigods when I was living in Thailand for about like 5 or 6 years.
In Thailand, they worship Brahma.
Yeah.
You see temples of Brahma.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Any other question? Comments? Forgive me, Prabhu. I try to prepare better for next class. And Radhe Radhe. Janava Devi Ki. There was a lot of stories about Janava. I just didn't want to overburden you, but you can find them.